I'm Rachel, and this is my podcast on the role of a teacher in inquiry-based learning. So the video that I watched is on investigating trees, which is the first video. So in this video, the role of the teacher that I observed is that they are observers, facilitators, and also guiders. So the teacher asked many questions, such as what is that big long part in the middle? And what's going to come out on top of my trunk? And these questions were asked when they were looking at the trees, when they first introduced the trees. And also the teacher asked open-ended questions like, are these the same or different, and why are they different? They also give the children many opportunities to explain and express their thoughts. And there was no graphic organizer used. Yeah, but for process skills, it was mainly on observing, comparing, and recording. So for comparing, they actually looked at the different leaves and they compared the different sizes, shapes, colors, and they also sorted the leaves based on their different attributes. The children also examined the bark when they went outside to look at the trees. They did research and talked about the animals that they saw on the trees. So they also did bark rubbings where they put the paper on the bark of the trunk and they colored using crayon. So then the children chose two different trees and they looked at the end product and they talked about the differences. So that's also the use of comparing. And then for recording, when they were talking about the life cycle of a tree, they selected a tree in the playground outside their classroom. So they went outdoors to feel it and look at it and talk about it. They also took pictures and wrote down all their observations. So then for the provision of time and space, there was a lot of time given for the children to do research, to do artwork and all sorts of things, and to talk about the things that they see. And for the environment wise, sometimes they did their inquiry-based learning in the classroom, in large group settings and also in small group settings, but usually the class was split into three groups or so to do their research or to do group works. And then the environment was good also because they got to go outdoors to really have a hands-on experience by looking and feeling the trees. And for the provision of materials and resources, for this class, they had a pen pal, which was actually one of the children's fathers who was a tree expert. So what the teacher and children did was they noted down the questions and they asked the child's father questions about the trees. So yeah, they got the answers from there. And then there was also someone who contributed pieces of scrap wood. So the teacher made use of this and linked it to a book about trees that they read. And then they created 3D structures with it. And they used many different materials also. At the end, after learning about trees, the whole class actually made their own tree using the recycled materials like toilet roll coil and other materials, and they did that in groups as well. And for to demonstrate children's understanding, they did many models and 3D artworks. They also did writings when they wrote down the observations, and they also got the chance to draw out the trees and draw out the different parts of the trees based on what they have learned. So there's one key learning point for me. Is that this whole lesson on trees is very sequential, which is very good, and it also covers all the areas. Through this video, I saw that the teacher incorporated literacy, art, numeracy, and science, and it's really sequential. So the children do it step by step, and they also get a lot of chances to express how they feel or to ask questions. And one question that I have about inquiry-based learning is probably how to keep it more relevant and exciting for the children, because it can be quite time-consuming, this whole inquiry-based learning, and it's usually done over a long period of time. So how to keep it exciting and keep the children involved. Yeah, that's all. Thank you.